Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. So today we're going to talk about a topic that keeps coming up. Sadly, it keeps coming up. And that is because of the need to secure our shuls and to make sure that we are safe, considering the level of anti-Semitism that's out there. People often ask about carrying guns on Shabbos. And what happened in Texas brought this back into focus. Unfortunately, it's a fact of life. What the Sifri in Bamidbar writes is quoted in Rashi and Chumash in Bereishis Perek Lamed Gimel, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Halacha hi biyadua she'esav sonei liyakov. That it's halacha that Esav is sonei liyakov. Rabbi Nachman Zemba writes in Kiddushei HaGramaz, Simen Memches, what does it mean that it's halacha that Esav son of Yaakov? He says, because the reasons that people give for anti-Semitism they all contradict each other. They hate us because we're capitalists, and they hate us because we're socialists. They hate us because we're successful, and they hate us because we're not successful, and we leech off of society. They hate us because we're too religious, and they hate us because we're too progressive. So whatever kind of reason you're going to come up with, it's not going to be the reason. It's all because it's even Rabbi Shimon, who's Doresh Taima Dekra, Rabbi Shimon, who has reasons for everything, halachahi. This is just, it's a fact of life, that Esav son of Yaakov. So we're not going to talk about today weapons in shul, and whether you're allowed to have a weapon in shul. Hakono lamachelik beisim in vav, we discussed that in the past. You could see a lot about it there. We're also not discussing whether it's a good idea to arm civilians and for everyone to be carrying a gun. Whether that's a good idea or not a good idea, you could discuss with local law enforcement and figure out whether that makes sense. We're discussing the halacha. The halacha is a gun something that you're allowed to carry on Shabbos? So there are a couple of issues that come up. Number one, the issue that comes up is, what if you don't have an Erev? Are you allowed to, is there any way to be carrying a gun without an Erev? I remember we once had, after one of the other attacks, a discussion with Rav Asher Weiss Shlita about this, and he was trying to figure out if there's a way to carry it Shalom Kederech, where it's going to be with a Shinoi or something like that, that's also safe. Very hard to do, because all of these holsters that you can put on your leg or something like that. I remember in one moment where it was something that's seared in my memory, Rav Asher Weiss said, how did Billy the Kid do it? Did he do it like that? Like, I'm like, I don't know. So that's one issue is as far as carrying if there's no Erev. And then the second issue is the issue of Muktzah. So let's take one at a time. The Mishnah in the sixth parak of Masech Shabbos, Mishnah Dalit, tells us, Lo yetzei ha'ish, lo b'sayif, lo b'keshes, lo b'tris, lo b'olav, lo b'romach, v'im yatzel chayiv chatos. And a person is not allowed to carry a weapon going out on Shabbos into Rosh HaSarabim, and yichayiv chatos for doing so. Rabbi Lezer says, no, takshitin ain't lo. It looks nice, that looks chashuv that you're carrying a weapon. That's a takshit. And the Chum say, no, ain't an el l'ganai. The Pasuk in Shayo tells us that Allah l'ava l'yisa goy al goy cherev l'yumdu al milchama, and they're going to break all their spears, they're going to bury it, they're not going to want to have any of these weapons. It's not a takshit. It's something we want to get rid of. In the days of Mashiach, Rabbi Lezer says, I agree it would be a g'nai, but nowadays, when wars are necessary, they are considered to be takshitin. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shin Aleph, Siv Zayin, Shulchan Aruch writes, that lo yetzei ish, lo b'sayiv, lo b'keshes, lo b'tris, lo b'al. He says, you're not allowed to carry any weapons, and if you do, you're chayiv chato. So it seems like an open and shut case to carry a weapon in a place that doesn't have an Eruv is highly problematic. The Aruch HaShulchan has a famous kula, though, for a soldier. The Aruch HaShulchan, Simshin Aleph, Sifnun Aleph, writes that there's a difference between a regular person for whom it's a violation of carrying and a soldier for whom it's part of his uniform. And he writes, Dvarim Elu Enim Tachshitin Be'etzem Elo Lebali Milchama Hareim Kibgodav. For a Bali Milchama, for soldiers, it becomes part of their clothing. But Stam B'nei Adam, it's a Masri. For Stam B'nei Adam, it's something that they're not allowed to carry. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, and even in such a case, that you happen to be a soldier, you have to wear the weapon, you're certainly not allowed to carry the weapon by hand. But if you're wearing the weapon in a holster, and that's part of the outfit, that's part of the uniform, the Aruch HaShulchan says that that might be mutter, that might be considered a tachshit. In Chelkas Yaakov, Chelek Aleph, Siman Samach Zayin, he says, we rely on this in a case where the soldier could be court-martialed if he's not wearing every bit of his uniform, if he's not wearing every part of his uniform, and they consider that to be part of the uniform. Rav Yashiv, however, is quoted in Kovitz Shuvas Chela, he writes in Kovitz Shuvas Chela Gimel Simon and Aleph, and he's quoted in Orcha Shabbos Chela Gimel Simon Chav Ches Os Kuf Pei Ches, that nowadays, even for soldiers, we don't consider it a malbush, and it's also even to wear a weapon whether you're a soldier or not. The Kloisenberger in Shuvas Divrei Yitziv, Orchaim Simon Kuf of Memchas says that in theory we'd paskin like the Aruch HaShulchan, but he says that the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael tell him that once you're wearing the weapon, it's very shaykh that you're going to take it out to adjust it and to move it. It's a gzera krova that you're going to end up carrying it also, and therefore it has to be also. So long story short, as far as carrying a weapon, that's going to be a problem. If there's no Eruv, that's going to be a problem. So the first point has to be that there's got to be an Eruv, right? That's got to be the first thing. If there's no Eruv, you're going to have a safe in shul or something, a gun safe in shul that you can put it in, that you can keep it in if you want to have it in shul, but it's not something that you're going to be allowed to carry. Obviously, none of this applies if it's pikuach nefesh. If you hold that it rises to the level of pikuach nefesh mamish, so then pikuach nefesh docha kol haTorah kula. But it's hard to say in any given situation that it's considered pikuach nefesh to allow you to carry. What about the muktzah issue? What about just handling it in general? So Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in his commentary to the Mishnah, is called Mishnah Lechem. On that Mishnah, Mesech HaShabbos, says that even Rabbi Lazar holds that weapons are a tachshit, and therefore there's no chiyuv chatos for carrying them. That's only as far as chiyuv chatos, as far as a malacha is concerned. But muktzah, it's still going to be muktzah, it's still going to be an isser of muktzah to handle a weapon. Now, what kind of muktzah is it? So there is a room to argue that it's a klisha malachta le'isser. There's also room to argue that it's not really muktzah, that it's a klisha malachta leheter. What would be the arguments on either side? So when you fire a weapon, you violate the malacha of havara. So therefore, since a weapon is meant to be fired, and if you actually hit your target, it's also chovel and shchita, right? Meaning you're going to cause the target to bleed, assuming the target is a person or an animal, right? So it's going to be the way it's normally used, the way it's meant to be used, involves multiple malachos. So that's the fundamental argument why it should be a klisha malachto le'isser. However, there is an argument to be made that it's a klisha malachto leheter. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Mincha Shlomo Chelik Bei Simen Lamed Dalet Sif Katan Lamed Aleph Os Gimel, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that Nachona Dover Kiyam Omdim Be'ikr La'atalas Eim of Avachad. If you ask someone, why do you carry a gun? He says, because no one's going to mess with me if I'm carrying a gun. Not that because I'm going to shoot somebody. No one wants to shoot anybody. You carry a gun so that if, a mugger comes over to you on the street, you just reveal that you have a gun, and then he runs the other way. And then that's it. That's the whole function, is to scare off other people. That's heter. That's klisha malachta leheter. That's not klisha malachta le'isser, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. The Kloisenberger Rebbe has the same exact svara in Shuvas Divrei Yitziv, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf. One could also argue that it's klisha malachta leheter for a different reason. When would you ever fire it? Meaning, even if you hold it, you have to look at how it's used, not just why you're wearing it, but how it's used. When would you ever fire at a person? Only in the situation of pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to fire at a person. You're allowed to defend yourself in order to protect your own life. So that would be considered a heter. That is, in fact, the argument that when I once asked right after the Harnof attack many years ago, I asked Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita. What he thought, he said he thought it was klisha malachta leheter for that reason, that even when you use it, you're only going to use it in a pikuach nefesh situation. The closest comparison might be a mila knife, right? Meaning a mila knife on Shabbos, you use it leheter. You use it to do a bris mila, mila bismana on Shabbos. You're allowed to do a mila bismana on Shabbos. But the etzem act of cutting, of causing the baby to bleed and of cutting is a malacha. So lechora it's the same, right? Meaning if you shoot a gun, the etzem act is a malacha. It's chavala and it's havara and it's but the context within which you're doing it is heter. So there is a discussion in the poskim whether a mila knife after a mila is done is a klisha malachta leiser or a klisha malachta leheter. However, one could argue, well, mila knives aren't only meant to be used for a mila bismana on Shabbos, they're also meant to be used for a mila shalom bismana during the week, and therefore that's more of a klisha malachta leiser as opposed to a gun, which is only meant to be fired in self-defense. Is that true? A gun is only meant to be fired in self-defense? If the first time you're ever firing a gun is when someone's attacking you, that's a problem, right? When's the first time you fire a gun? Practice. You got to practice, right? You got to go to target practice. That's got to. So that's a situation that would not be mutter to do on Shabbos, and therefore one could argue that that would make it a klisha malachto leiser. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu in Shuvas Ola Shel Torah Chel Beis Simulam Beis says that since they only instill fear because of their ability to be fired, that's a klisha malachto leiser. Meaning he doesn't like Rav Shlomo Zalman Sfar. Rav Shlomo Zalman Sfar is it's only meant to instill fear. Instilling fear is a heter. He says, but why do they instill still fear. They still fear because you could shoot them. And when you shoot, that's an iser. So that makes it a kli shemalach to the iser. Interestingly, in Orcha Shabbos Perik Yates Harapei Zayin, he quotes his Rebbe, Rav Rubin quotes his Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Orbach, to say against his father. It says against Rav Shlomo Zalman. He yells that it's kli shemalach to the iser, not a kli shemalach to the heter. So the main afkamina, whether it's kli shemalach to the iser or kli shemalach to the heter, not much of an afkamina. Even a kli shemalach to the iser, you're allowed to be metaltal with tzorach kufo. So if you need the gun, because you need the Torah Kufa, you need to take it. So then you're allowed to take, even if it's a klisha malachto le'isr. If it's a klisha malachto leheter, then certainly you're allowed to move it to the Torah Kufa. The nafkamina would be, if you have to move it, mecham letzel, are you allowed to move a gun in order to protect it because you're afraid it's going to get damaged? If you have to move it because it's in a dangerous place, then for sure you're allowed to move it because that would be a sakana issue. But that would be the whole nafkamina is mecham letzel. There's also an interesting discussion that Shabura writes that it could be that even things that are not a violation of Hatzah, it's Maris Ayin, that it looks like you're going out to fight a war. But Lechora, that's when he's talking about armor and things like that. When a person carries a handgun, it doesn't look like he's going to fight a war. That is not how soldiers go out to war. They don't go out to war carrying a small pistol, handgun. That's not, so Lechora, that issue does not apply. So, in conclusion, whether it's Klisha Maklis or Klisha Maklahet, Lechora, you'd be allowed to carry it on Shabbos, provided that there's an Eruv. If there's no Eruv and local law enforcement thinks that the armed shul members is a good idea, then they should have a gun locker. And let's remind ourselves that it's so terrible that we even have to talk about these things. And it's also, agav, so terrible that all the security measures we have to put in our shuls, where if you go to a typical shul nowadays, it's locked. You can't even get in the front door. Rabbi Moshe Benovitz pointed out just even that visual of just like that, you show up to a shul and a shul is a locked building. The shul is a building that the default is that you have no access. That is a terrible, terrible thing. It's one of the. It's a very sad state of affairs, and we should be zocha to see better times where that won't be the case, and our shuls will be able to be open and to be secure, where we should be able to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam without any impediments whatsoever. Have a great day, everybody. Yeah.